can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! As the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Bounce off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake them up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, the Badgers back home, coming off a win at the Greenbrier tip-off last weekend. I'm just filling in for Chris Wasters. I'm Matt LaPay alongside Brian Butch. You guys had some fun? We're going to try to do a one-hour pregame show.
I was just going
to
say, how long is this pregame show? That's all I want. Is there a game before us? Can we have any backboards go wrong? Are the shot clocks working? Check, check, check. Everything looks like we're good. No game before us. Shot clock is working. Clock, okay, we're good.
And they handled all that, though. That's the good part.
They did handle, yes, correct.
And beat a Pitt team that yesterday beat Ohio State on a buzzer beater. Man, there's, you know, all the stuff that you deal with, and we'll hear Greg Gard's comments on this a bit later. All the things that you oftentimes deal with in these MTEs, of, you know, malfunctioning, this, that, or the other, a marathon game ahead of you, and really good basketball to be played, too, right?
Well, I think that was the biggest thing. This team is really, really good. I'm not going to say this team is great yet, because against teams like this that they're going to play against Chicago State, they've gotten down early. They haven't come out right away from the start. This is a great test to tell, you know, to determine if you're a great team. Now, they're really, really, really good, though. And I don't think everybody anticipated them to be this good, but they are, and you better get on board because they've got a long trip ahead of them.
7-0 are the Wisconsin Badgers, their best start in a decade, taking on Chicago State, looking for its first win in this, the ninth game of the season for first-year head coach Scott Spinelli. We're an hour away from the opening tip. We'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next as our pregame show gets rolling. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the Badgers pregame show as the Badgers get it cranked up again, taking on Chicago State today. And then the Big Ten schedule starts on Wednesday, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Well, we weren't there, but they're fun to watch, right? The games at Greenbrier and the fact that, again, this team, we go back to Sunday's game, didn't show signs of panic, 0 for 10 from 3 in the first half. They stayed with it and they just roll out of bed and score 80-plus points, just like we all expected, right?
It is so enjoyable to watch this Badgers basketball team for the number of ways in which they can score. And obviously, leading the charge is John Tanjay. I don't even think it's an argument that he is the biggest transfer portal steal of the offseason in college basketball for what he's been able to do here. It didn't take very long, and he's established himself as one of the premier scorers in college basketball.
And seems to fit right in, which I guess is easy to say when you're scoring 33 and 41. But I was asking Greg about him. He said, What's really jumped out? Not so much the number, how he's gone about it. And he says, for a guy who's like in his sixth year, he comes in not thinking he knows everything about everything. Seems very willing to listen and learn. Like your interactions with him, he seems like a pretty level guy. He's gone through a lot, and that experience is showing up, isn't it?
The biggest thing you'll hear from the coaching staff and teammates is that maturity. And I know that Greg has said consistently that we need to find out how to stay old in this transfer portal era, but he has the old man strength, the old man body, but it's really the old man mindset where nothing seems to faze him. And it's worth pointing out, this is obviously his third school since he arrived in college. And so he's been through this transition before, obviously was at Missouri a year ago, and he's been embraced. I think that certainly helps when you're scoring the way that he is, but people gravitate to him, and that's really important for a leader.
Yeah, speaking of which, another transfer, although he's been here a while now, Kamari McGee, to be able to come off the bench. We always knew he was that energy guy, defensive guy. The scoring punch has really been impressive, though, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. I did not think that he would be scoring at this clip. Even after watching him in the preseason, he was always the kind of guy who would make those hustle plays, maybe get a steal in the backcourt and pass it to a teammate for a layup. But he shows so much confidence. And to me, of the guys who came to Wisconsin to where they are now, I think he's improved the most in terms of the confidence level that he has. He's adjusted to the physicality and the speed. And he's somebody that you feel confident when he's got the ball in his hands because he can distribute and he can score.
So now they get back to Madison, play the Chicago State team. I know that the metrics are not pretty with this team, but it's still about continuing to develop, right? Because you got a pretty good stretch of games coming up, beginning with Michigan on Tuesday.
Right. The last thing you want to do at this stage is start taking stock of what your accomplishments have been, because Wisconsin entered the season picked to finish tied for 12th in the league, and now they're a top 15 team. But you want to keep that going into the new year, because it certainly doesn't get easier once you jump into Big Ten play.
One of the things that hopefully age helps me with now, doesn't help me with a lot, but not to draw too many conclusions off of November games, one way or the other. It's really impressive what the Badgers have been doing, and there's reason to be excited. But I'm prefacing all this because Indiana has not exactly overwhelmed in their MTE. A lot of talent there, so I guess I'm pumping the brakes on either waving the flag for somebody or crushing someone. How do you view this right now?
Well, I think specifically as it relates to Wisconsin, the last two seasons have probably given people a little bit more perspective that you may be a top 10 team in January or February, but you've got to carry that forward. What I think the early season has done is create a level of optimism about this team this season that perhaps wasn't there when games began, because you just didn't know how the pieces would come together. So you see what the ceiling can be. But obviously that doesn't matter if you can't keep it going in February and March.
And with Wisconsin, again, I'm trying to pump the brakes here, but when you're scoring at a clip that fans have never seen here the start of the year, everybody, like, scoring is entertainment, and they're being entertained now, right?
Very much so. It's not your older brother's Badgers or really any relative that came to watch Wisconsin. It's just fun to watch, and I think the big question is when you're asking, can this continue? Well, you might not necessarily hit your threes, but if you can get to the rim and get some free points at the free throw line and get four or five guys capable of scoring on any given night, then it does seem like it is sustainable, but it's a whole different animal, as we've seen when you jump into Big Ten play and these teams have scouted you as well as they have.
As long as they shoot 86-87% at the foul line and get there frequently, they got a shot. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time for our Badger Spotlight as pregame coverage continues at the Kohl Center. And today we hear from John Tonjay, back-to-back Big Ten Player of the Week, the MVP of the Greenbrier tip-off down in West Virginia, coming off a 33-point performance against Pitt on Sunday. Tonjay's off to a fantastic start as a Badger. 23 points per game, a bit better than 40% from the three-point line, and 60 of 63 at the free throw line. Of course, most of his career was at Colorado State. He was at Missouri last year, took a medical redshirt after appearing in 8 games. And to say the least, the new surroundings are suiting John Tonjay very, very well. I asked him about that, making that change to Madison, getting acclimated with his teammates, and everything that goes into being a Wisconsin Badger.
It's been awesome. Ever since I stepped foot here, everyone's embraced me, and I've been trying to hit the ground running. in the summer and trying to learn. And it's been super, super easy because of, you know, the guys that are in his locker room and the guys that have been helping me a lot, especially, you know, some of the older returners.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think is important for people to understand. The culture here has been really, it's not just a word. And you probably felt that right away.
Absolutely. Yeah, the culture here is real. And it was something that I was willing to get adjusted to and willing to learn and, you know, have some of the other guys show me the ropes and kind of see what Wisconsin basketball is all about. And I feel like I'm starting to get the hang of it and, you know, do my best to, you know, represent.
With your skill set, I mean, there are a lot of things that are obvious, but your ability to get to the free throw line, which was the case at Colorado State your last year there as well. Was that something even going into that year that you were trying to emphasize, see if you could get yourself to the free throw line more?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. I think I have an advantage of being physical and, you know, drawing some of the fouls. And, you know, a lot of the games that we've needed to win that free throw battle. I mean, that's a big part of the game. And, you know, I try to do everything I can to compete and give my team a, you know, advantage.
One of the things about this team, too, is that I never detect panic. If things aren't going great in the first 10 minutes or in the first half, you guys just you stick to it, which is that's pretty impressive. And in your case, the experience, is that a big part of it? I mean, you've been through this movie before at the college level. Has that helped you here and your teammates as well?
Absolutely. I think I'm very calm. I'm a very calm person, very level-headed. And I know that, you know, it's a 40-minute game. You know, regardless of what's happening, you have to focus on play by play. And then we have great leaders in here, especially Max Klesman. He might give us a little speech that'll get us all riled up to go back out there for second half. But honestly, just kind of knowing there's going to be ups and downs in a basketball game and just trying to stay the course and make adjustments.
What was it like? I'm sure you were asked this after the game, but when you have a game in front of you in West Virginia that goes to triple overtime and it's kind of a stop and go to get yourself game ready, what was that like for you?
It was good. I was thinking it's just a little bit of adversity for us, you know, something new to go through. I mean, you know, as a team, we want to keep, you know, there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be things going on. So I think I just wanted to have my team embrace this triple overtime and use it as motivation to go out there and play.
And no shot clock and flickering lights. It's just a part of it, right?
Just all a part of it. It was a great experience because now we're ready if it happens again down the line.
I could tell, go back to the culture question, that it seems like they have taken a liking to you long before you were scoring 41 and 33 points. They're saying, well, John's got, he's the coffee drinker. But Max says he is too. So you guys, I mean, you and Max, you probably keep everybody in line a little bit, being the older guys?
You could say that. I mean, I think being an older guy, guys are just naturally listening to you. So you just have to be, make sure that you're pouring into everyone and making sure that we're doing everything we can to lead and, you know, just doing everything in our power to keep things rolling.
Your first exposure here into some big environments, obviously the Pitt game, very good team, the Arizona game. I'm turning back the clock a little bit here, but to be a part of that, a big part of that, 17,000 plus, your first big environment game as a Badger. What was that like for you?
It was amazing because everyone had been talking about how the Kohl Center is, and it's nothing like actually being there and experiencing it. And you know, I felt the energy the whole night. It was honestly a surreal moment, and that's the type of days that you pray for and you imagine in your head as a kid. And then I got to live out a night like that. Was amazing.
And a pretty good picture with you and Frank Kaminsky. Pretty good player too. He seemed really happy for you and all your teammates too. That has to mean a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, just being a basketball fan, knowing who Frank Kaminsky was, that was my first time meeting him. So it was an awesome experience to see them back in the building, and you know, giving those guys their flowers was awesome that night.
And that's the Badgers' John Tanjay, and that's today's Badgers Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-611-7272. 800-611-7272.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Why? Why
Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where Cindy Huber gets you through the workday every day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. What Cindy does is remarkable. She has just a walking encyclopedia of what this music has done, has stood for, and some of the trivia and facts behind the songs we play. And she's kind of funny and quirky, too. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 till 2, while you're on the job with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Chicago State here today at the Kohl Center as the Badgers return home, and they'll start Big Ten play on Tuesday night against the Michigan Wolverines. Time now for the Badger notebook, and Butchie, let's recap the Greenbrier tip-off from your perspective. Again, well represented. A lot of Badger fans were there. The surroundings, you know, listening to you and Chris, and then watching part of it, and just different. You know, I think in a lot of these places, we've seen teams play on aircraft carriers and all of this, but even some of the guys were talking about just a very different kind of surrounding for an intense couple of days of basketball.
I think that's the biggest thing. As you looked at it, I thought it was really cool. I did. I thought it was a great environment, cool place. I'm a history guy, though, right? Like, there's a lot of history there makes it a cool place to play. That being said, I thought the gym itself felt like a high school gym.
Yeah.
So it brought you back to that. Where, okay, this is like,
it's kind of fun.
Exactly. Like, you take it granted playing in front of 18,000. The more games that you play here at the Kohl Center, I had a chance to play four. Like, the more games you play here, you take this environment for granted. And going back where you play in front of 1,000 people, and granted, most of them were Wisconsin fans, so that was great. But it brings back to when the game was pure. That's about the only time the game is going to be as pure as it is in high school right now, because then you get to college, and we all know the economics of it, a little different, bigger stage, so playing in front of only 1,000 fans, playing in front of, or in a ballroom, where
and
it reminds you, right, and a dog, which is, by the way, pretty cool. I actually like that a lot, but it brings you back to just the game you love, the pure joy that you have in that environment. Then you had two really good teams in UCF and Pitt, and you got yourself tested, and I think that's what Greg and staff wanted to get out of the tournament, and they answered it. I thought we would kind of know a little bit about where this team was based on the Pitt team. I thought they were good. They're really good. This Wisconsin team.
Yeah.
I've been on the side where I want to wait a little bit.
Sure.
Even after Arizona, I wasn't fully convinced that this team was a great team. I thought they were decent. Now I'm watching them, and the more that I'm watching, okay, they're good. And what impressed me was the three games of the non-conference that they played early on here, where each game they got so much better that I was like, wow, like, you shouldn't get that better that quick from game to game. Then they played Arizona. I was like, okay. And then they go into this MT and play against two teams that are pretty good teams, and then they, you know, do what they're supposed to do. This team is really good.
Yeah.
Like, bottom line, really good team.
And the thing, too, Butchie, we've seen Wisconsin struggle against teams that are, let's just say, below their weight class.
Absolutely, yeah.
But when they were 0 for 10 in the first half against Pitt, and they're still like, okay, you're not, it's not like you're out of this. You're right there. You're fine. And it's easy, you know, for somebody like me to say that, but these guys knew they were fine, too. In the second half, all of a sudden, shots going down, and they're not getting away from the formula that works for them.
Exactly. And for me, like, what they do and how they go about it, the way this team interacts with each other, they all have each other's back. Who are you going to stop? Like, Max was, I love you, Max. You were terrible against Pitt. Love you, Max. I'm going to repeat it. I love you, Max, but I'm just terrible. But that's how good this team is.
Yeah.
There's always somebody else that's going to step up, and that's what makes teams special. The great Wisconsin teams have always had somebody in teams like that you didn't need one guy to go win a game. You didn't know whose night it was going to be, night in and night out. Now watch Max come out this afternoon and give you 30, because that's what he does, right? But like, that's what this team is about, and that's why I think they're a special team.
Yeah, you get Kamari McGee stepping up,
exactly.
And there's the defense, there's the energy, and oh yeah, he scores too.
Yeah.
John Blackwell, as he continues to evolve in his role. So you never told me what you shot. You got out there on the golf course, right?
I did get out on the golf course.
A little chilly.
Well,
it was like 40-something, maybe?
It was 40, and I'll be honest, I was not uncomfortable.
Okay.
I was happy. It was good. I had an 84.
That's solid.
I will take that.
That probably means 104 for me at best.
I had some pretty... I was playing in the sand a lot, and I think because the sand was frozen, it helped my game a little bit. But I'm not going to mention that part, all right? I got some help with that.
Well, Chris says that he says you were great. So I said, really?
I know, right? Like, it's amazing.
No, that was fun. And the lengthy pregame, it was 3 years ago at Fiserv Forum. Well, you were there. You were working.
I was. And, you're right.
The game ahead of Wisconsin's was, it felt like it was about 2 hours. It went on and on. But you were like, what are you guys, like 2 hours, 15 minutes? And then there was, yeah. So we'll talk to the bosses. I think, we love pregame shows, but, maybe not that much.
Maybe not. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of those deals. But what was fun was the game in front of it. But that's what makes these NTEs great. This is now college basketball's opportunity to put yourself on a stage.
Yeah.
And kind of, there's more eyeballs because of these events, which is great because the game is fantastic. And as much as everyone wants to complain, the game is in a great place. It really is.
I mean, if
you just sat and watched the last 10 days of college basketball,
fun.
Like, it's been awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun. That is our Badgers notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues at the Kohl Center in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans. Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers looking to make it 8 wins in as many games. 7-0, the best start since the 2014-2015 season. Taking on the Chicago State Cougars, they come to town 0-8 for first-year head coach Scott Spinelli, who moves over a chair after being an assistant last season. Wisconsin coming off the Greenbrier tip-off win, championship with a victory against UCF, and then last Sunday in a thriller against the Pitt Panthers, a team that beat Ohio State last night at the buzzer in overtime. About a half an hour away from the opening tip-off here at the Kohl Center, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
We continue with our pregame coverage, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, the beauty of MTEs, these multi-team events, you have very good competition, and sometimes you play in unusual environments and have to deal with stuff. If it's a faulty shot clock, flickering lights, a triple overtime game ahead of you, you guys handle all that really, really well, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, and even if it's a bulldog sitting in a big chair on the end of the court, there was no shortage of energy. Entertainment in terms of what could go on next. But no, I thought our guys did a good job of specifically with the waiting for that game to end, the game before us with Central Florida and LSU, to be all ready to go and have to get ready to go again three times. You know, I thought we did a good job of handling that. That's always the things that, you know, you have to balance as you go through a season. You want to see how your team handles those, you know, unexpected things. And I think the maturity of our group has shown through that day specifically. And even when we got down, you know, there wasn't panic. There was just keep chipping away and we'll get shots to fall. And they were able to do that.
Yeah, against a really good Pitt team that, oh, by the way, took down Ohio State on a buzzer beater last night. And that's the part of this, too. I mean, there's the stuff you deal with, but it seemed like all these MTEs, they're really, really competitive.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really good games. And, you know, we've said many times, Matt, that if you just tune into college basketball in March, you missed about four really good months. And this month of November, I know we're at the end of it, but it's been all these. There's been so many games that have come down to the last few possessions and so many situations. And we talk about that with our own team every day here that we've been at practice, just the games that have happened the night before. What was the situation in the game? You know, Northwestern Butler had one that came down where they tried to foul or did foul with Barnheiser shooting a three and he banked it in. They waved it off. But it's just those type of examples bring up conversation that we're able to use with our own players as we continue to march through this early part of the season.
And shout out to the Badger fans who are down there at Greenbrier. That's never take it for granted. You know, wherever these MTEs are, Badger fans aren't there to pull for them.
Yeah, they are. And there was a lot that obviously traveled from this area and Wisconsin and the Wisconsin area, but also a lot off the East Coast and the Southeast. So that was really, met a lot of fans that live in Virginia or West Virginia, some that drove up from Florida, some that came down from Ohio. So it was a good mixture of Badger fans that don't get a chance to see us, you know, very, very often. Don't get here to Madison or don't have access to tickets here. And the neat part about those venues, you get to see the players and the teams really close. Like, there's only like eight rows of bleachers. So it's about watching a high school yeah. gym with low ceilings and everything. But I think our fans really enjoyed it. We really appreciated all the support they gave us.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's matchup with Chicago State. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
With the holidays around the corner, why not check the Badger fan in your life off the list early? Take advantage of Black Friday deals on Badger tickets and give the gift of an unforgettable experience with discounts on Badger men's and women's basketball, hockey, and wrestling tickets, and a winter full of exciting home matchups. There's something for every Badger fan. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to explore all the Badger Black Friday deals and to secure your seats. uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
It's the Badgers and Chicago State here today. Second straight year these two programs have hooked up. Coach who's waited his time, your counterpart, he's Coach Spinelli. He's been an assistant for a long time under Mark Turgeon, gets his opportunity now. Something to be, well, you guys have, you know, Bo obviously did that. You worked your way up. Something to be said for that.
It is, you know, especially in today's world of instant gratification. Everybody wants to, you know, finish playing and immediately be a head coach in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just, it doesn't work like that, and it's not sustainable like that, quite frankly. I think the experiences that we've all gone through and the different levels, different places, have all poured into, you know, where we all are today. And I think that's the – I appreciate all those early years more and more every day, because I lean back and lean into those experiences and things that I think that's helped us, you know, be really consistent at a high level here. I think, obviously, Bo you know, benefited from his time as an assistant, and then even the, you know, the time at, in Platteville as a head coach, learning a lot of things. And yeah, there's a lot of experiences that you draw back to, and though I think the longer you go through this, I don't know if you want to say you've seen everything, but you've seen a lot and experienced a lot. I think all those things can help.
And one thing that you and Bo are very much alike, you never talk about the record of an opponent. Their record is what it is. But they have guys with bounce. I think of number 5, Cameron Jernigan, and their other guy, you know, the coach's son, obviously knows what he's doing out there. It's basketball. There are individuals, and you never know. Somebody could go off.
Yeah, and if you watch their games, as we have through the 8, they've gotten better. You know, the scores have reflected that. They get a little tighter. They've gotten a little better. But it's really a unique team in terms of they've had, I think, 7 different starting lineups, 9 different starters. They've mixed and matched it, trying to find the right recipe, so to speak. But you're right about all. They've all, pretty much everybody, one guy's made a 3, so they've all, you know, shown the capability of shooting it. They played really well in spurts, and they mix things up too. They'll press, they'll do some different trapping things, so they'll switch a lot of things. So for us, it's the ability to show our maturity, stay true to who we are. We'll have to guard the ball off the bounce a lot. There'll be a lot of exchanging and stopping some of the brush cuts and those type of things that they do, the dribble handoff. So it's going to be, for us, we've talked all week about it being a rules and discipline and concepts games, you know, that we have to really lean into, you know, all the things that we try to instill as habits from day one when we start in September. So, and it's good to get back home here. And I know that, you know, 4 or 5 days off was good for us, not off, but not playing, to sharpen up on some things that we have to get better at and get a little rest and then get ready for this next run.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten Report presented by the Big Ten Network. Two other Big Ten basketball teams in action today. There's some football, I guess, going on, but this is a basketball broadcast. You got Texas A&M and Rutgers, Oregon, and Alabama. That's a Players Era Festival is what they're calling it. A little money there. A little cash. More than a little. That's a lot of money. You know, you were talking a few minutes ago about, you know, some of the really fun basketball games to watch. I caught the end of the Purdue-Ole Miss game. Big time win.
Great basketball.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, guys, you know, Braden Smith just putting life and limb on the line in a late November basketball game. Purdue wins 82-78. Pitt at the Horn. We mentioned this, what they did in Columbus last night, beating Ohio State 91-90. And Indiana got one down in Atlantis after being humbled a couple of times. They get one against Providence, 89-73. Always that cautionary tale, because if you're Indiana, you lose a couple games, you pour a lot of money into your roster, everybody goes crazy. I'll keep an eye on them, but like, beware. They could still be pretty good here. It's still November.
They still have a lot of talent. Now, yes, the talent's not playing to the level that they expect it to play, and they're not meshing yet, but you're right, beware. I mean, they still have guys that can flat out play the game.
Yeah, no doubt. Other Big Ten teams yesterday that were in action, Northwestern getting past UNLV. That's the Arizona tip-off event there, 66-61. USC losing to New Mexico, 83-73. Wake Forest gets past Minnesota, 57-51. And that is your quick look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game as the Badgers square off with the Chicago State Cougars. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss, like 40% off floor care finds, 50% off party ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent and get 20% off some of your finds at Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 2nd. Coupons do not apply to floor care and party ready styles. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Chicago State today at the Kohl's Center. Time now for Brian Butch's keys to today's matchup.
And in this matchup, Matt, it's pretty simple. You've got to dominate the paint. You've got advantages all over. Make sure you dominate the paint. Second, rebound at an elite level. Don't give up any offensive rebounds. This is a Chicago State team that wants to try to get some offensive rebounds. They take crazy shots a lot, which means that ball's going to spray all over the floor. Make sure you clean those up. Don't give them second chances. And the last thing is, you're a really, really good team. Become a great team today. Dominate from the beginning. I've mentioned it a lot when you've talked about these non-conference slate games, but get off to a good start. You have not done that. You've trailed against Holy Cross, Montana State, Appalachian State, UTRGV. Like, you've trailed against all of those guys early in the game. Dominate from the beginning here and tell everybody in the nation you are one of the best teams in all of college basketball.
And then we could use the second half to bust each other's chops.
Absolutely.
We do. That's the goal.
I don't want to work. I ate too much for things. I'm good. Like, second half, I want to put my feet up and relax a little bit.
If only it were that easy, right? Hopefully these guys could have themselves a good day and improve to 8-0 as they get ready for Chicago State. Those are Butchie's keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and good to go for Greg Gard's team here today. That is the best kind of updates, brought to you by UW Health Injury Update and UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now we move on to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Chicago State Cougars, a member of the Northeast Conference, they come into the Kohl Center with an 0-8 record. Scott Spinelli, the first-year head coach at the helm for the Chicago State outfit. His starting five made up of Cameron Jernigan, a 6'7 senior out of Gary, Indiana, a transfer from Tarleton State, averaging 6 points and four rebounds per game. Noble Crawford, a transfer from Long Island University, where he was injured most of his time there for a couple of years, 6'5 senior out of Deltona, Florida, 5.5 points and three rebounds a game. The coach's son, Gabe Spinelli, 6'3 junior from Chicago, 8.5 points per game. Matthew Robinson, 6'4 junior from Miramar, Florida, 7 points a game. And Troy McCoy Jr., 6'5 freshman out of Windsor, Connecticut, rounds out the starting five. He is averaging 6.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. For the Badgers, Greg Gard with 193 wins now in this, his 10th season, 9th full season as the Badgers head coach. Same five per usual. Stephen Crowd, 8.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Nolan Winter, 9.3 per game, 5.5 boards. John Blackwell, 16 points a game, 4.5 rebounds. Max Klesman at 12.5 per game. And John Tanjay rounds out the starting five, 23 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, and a couple of assists per contest. These programs met last year. You remember? Yeah, the Badgers won, and convincingly so, 82-53, as they get set to hook up about 11 months later here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers, with this start, mentioned the best that they've had in a decade. You go back to the 13-14 season, though, Wisconsin won its first 16 games. So chasing something there here. The little work to do to get there as they go into today's game with a 7-0 record. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the
the circle, Max Kuzmic.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say, does this star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Greg Gard's team back home, and back home with a 7-0 record, taking on the Chicago State Cougars. And before we get underway, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, when last the Badgers took the floor for a game, it was at the Greenbrier tip-off last Sunday afternoon, or into the evening, after
they
a triple
still would
OT.
Be right now.
Yeah.
They still would be waiting. But
they won it. It was worth the wait. The Badgers ended up beating the Pitt Panthers 81-75, and now back home. Back to that, though. I mean, we were joking around about, you know, the extended pregame show and all that, but, you know, as a player, what's the longest that you've had to wait? Because you play in these tournaments and you get the game ahead of you, go into overtime. You guys have a very rigid schedule leading up to what you think the tip-off is going to be. Walk us through that challenge, what these guys went through last Sunday.
It's one of those things that's difficult. For me, it was the NCAA tournament game, just because it's so off time-wise, because it's so TV.